we're going to be going over Blink twice?
I don't think Slater King is a type of character that needs redemption or deserves redemption. Some characters don't need redemption, and I don't think you should reverse the roles where she's a villain and he's the one trying to get out.
She fucking, like, tries to be all sneaky, but she opens the door and it's like, the whole,
like I don't know if you guys knew what the original title of this movie was.
I think I saw something about it on Twitter. It was something wild.
Yeah, it is something wild.
This was the first thing we talked about as soon as they got there. This is Epstein's Island.
If she wants to be a director, I think she could be a great director in Hollywood.
She's already doing better than M. Night Shyamalan.
I would agree.
Shit. Damn. Your traumatic experience. Are you willing to forget it or remember it?
And welcome back to Desk Pop. I'm Angel.
I'm Junior.
And I'm Daniel.
And today, we're going to be going over Blink Twice.
Yes. Starring Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a non-spoiler and spoiler review. So make sure you guys stay to the very end, at least until the non-spoiler review. So we can let you know if you guys should go watch in theaters, if you guys should wait for streaming, or should never watch it at all.
Letter grades.
Yeah, as always.
Always. We always like to start with that. Me and Daniel were talking about this as we were walking out of the movie yesterday. I give it a solid B.
Yeah, I give it a solid B too.
You sounded like you liked it a lot more.
Well, no, I told you. I was like, he probably gave it a B.
Yeah, but he was like, it was actually a really good movie.
It was. No,
a B is a good movie.
I get why he said that, because it exceeded my expectations. That's why I thought it was, like, it's still a B, but exceeded my expectations. Because going into this movie, we're both talking about it. We're iffy about watching it. Because like,
we were deciding which one to watch. And The Crow, dude, we'll talk about that in a bit.
Wait, did you watch it?
No, but it's going to come up with the numbers.
But what did you give it?
I think I'm going to just give it a B minus.
Not A. Respectable. What are the professionals saying though?
They're all about the same. Cinema Score gave it a B minus as well.
That's not bad.
No, for a horror movie / thriller.
They call it a psychological thriller.
It's a mystery and thriller.
Oh, mystery.
Mystery.
The critics at Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 79%, which would be what, like a B as well?
Yeah, C plus.
They updated their thing, so the audience is now called Popcorn Meter.
And maybe we should have done your thing.
They gave it a 69%.
Wow.
Damn. I thought the audience was going to like it more.
No, I can see why the audience didn't like it. We can get into that in the spoilers.
Oh, yeah. What was that, like D plus? Damn.
69?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a D plus. That's wild.
No, I know why you gave it a B, and you were so like more like
Daniel. I don't said, think you know why I gave it a B.
No. I think I know why you gave it a B, but Daniel's saying that you like it seemed like you like it more.
No,
but
that's because
he was talking about you.
Me.
You.
Yeah, you.
You said when he came out of the theater.
No.
I never said anything about it.
You're not listening.
No, because you said B and then he said what? That's weird because I didn't say
no,
it like great.
I said you.
Why me? Why would you
just
think?
Gave it a B. I was like, oh, you, because in the text you said, oh, I really like that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why.
That's why I was like, oh, I thought you would have given it a higher B.
No.
Higher than a B.
It exceeded expectations.
That's what I told Daniel, though. I was like, she probably gave it a B because it's definitely not an A movie.
No.
It had the potential, and we'll get into that.
It did have the potential. It did. Let me tell you. It had the potential.
We'll get into that later. But I think everyone's right around that B. I'm surprised that some of them gave it a D and a C, but to each their own, I guess.
To each their own.
That's not surprising at all. You know why.
No, it is a little surprising. There's been worse movies, I think.
Oh, 100%. And I thought the concept was good, and it could have been an A. And I think this movie was directed, fun fact, by Zoe Kravitz.
Obviously, it's the first thing that comes up when the end.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, a lot of people wouldn't know that this is like her
debut.
Is this her actual first?
Film.
First film.
And it was really cute that she, I don't know if she cast him. I don't know if that's her job.
Are they still
her
together?
Boyfriend?
I'm sure director has some input into it.
Yeah, I feel like it because James Gunn does a lot. But she's also a first-time
director,
so I don't know if they would give her that power. But it's really cute that she was able to direct Channing Tatum, her boyfriend. Yeah. I honestly think for her debut, she did a great job.
I think, yeah. I think for her first movie, it's not bad.
If she wants to be a director, I think she could be a great director in Hollywood.
She's already doing better than M. Night Shyamalan.
I would agree.
Shit. Damn. It is award season here in Desk Pop. We do have the MVP for Blink Twice. I'm giving it to my girl, Sarah.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Adriel?
I got to look up the cast because I don't know.
I would also give it to Adriel.
Yeah, I think she was badass. I really love the whole, it's, como se dice? The survivor, whatever.
Survival of the fittest.
Was that? But it's a survivor, parody.
Yeah.
I thought that was really funny.
Nah, you fucking bitches. I want I was going to give it to you, too.
Yeah, she's a great character.
She did a great job. Yeah. I mean, me and Daniel, she had us a little fooled because we were like...
That's it. Like, that's why.
We'll talk about it with the
story. No, I mean, she was very not there at the beginning of the movie, and then she came around.
Yeah.
And I was like, badass.
I liked it.
We'd love to see it. The anti-MVP, the worst character of Blink Twice...
The little fat fuck that was just there.
Oh, you're talking about Osmond. What is his name? The guy from that, Science.
I forget it.
The little kid. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, Haley Joel Osment.
I mean, I was
thinking him or the skinny guy, Lucas, who was also...
didn't do anything?
Yeah.
Like the blonde hair and the stitch. Yeah. He was saying that he just didn't do anything. And I'm probably going to give it to a therapist because like, I'm like, boy, you got one job.
Ooh.
You got one job.
I actually gave it to somebody else.
Who?
Gina Davis, Stacy, his assistant.
Oh, that too. Are they all complicit? Anybody who's complicit?
Not even that, but me and Daniel were like, dude, there was no backstory to her. Like, Daniel thought that was his mom. I was like, that's not his mom.
Yeah, it's PA for sure.
That's just like an assistant.
Personal assistant.
And Daniel's like, well, she's kind
of... Maybe, but I mean, she was just a little...
I mean, she could have been the mom. Who knows?
But we should have gotten a little bit more backstory about her.
That's because we just don't know what she is. Like, yeah, we know she's the assistant, but we just don't know what she is.
And even just the fact that she remembers, she's like, I don't want to remember. Like,
I was
like...
Yeah, I mean, everybody too. Own. I mean, that was going to be one of the questions that... was gonna pose in the spoilers because that's like one of the main questions of the movie, but we'll do that later.
I think that's my
opinion. What did you guys think? Because no, because like this is true. Because like for me, kind of, I didn't ruin the movie because I don't think it needed it. But the warning at the beginning of the movie that was it like, hey,
me and Daniel were like,
because it's a rated R movie, so for me, I'm like,
it doesn't matter, people are always gonna get triggered.
Yeah,
dude, they put it on movies like on streaming movies,
yeah,
they'll put it on. The warnings now for movies from like 20, 30 years ago.
I like for me, the whole time while I was watching the movie, I was waiting for it to happen, you know? And like when it did happen, it wasn't as explicit as I thought it was going to be.
It was just a quick flashback.
I do hate seeing that. Like that kind of shit just makes me squirmage. So I like did not want to see that. But then like I was like looking at it, I was like, it's not as bad. Because there's one scene that like scarred me. That's a sexual abuse scene from 13 Reasons Why. So I compare every scene to that scene because that scene like fucked me up. Like every time I think about
it. I've never seen it. So.
Yeah, well, it's fucked up. Like they show a lot of like it's bad. And that just fucked me up. So like I was waiting for like something on that level just because of the warning. I was like, shit.
Yeah, because of the warning, I was expecting a lot more.
Yeah.
For it to be more graphic than it was.
And I, I wasn't looking for graphic. I was just like,
no, that's what you were expecting with the warning like that.
Yeah, you were looking for it like subconsciously because you saw the warning. Yeah. So you're like expecting it.
It's not as bad as they portray it to be. But for people that do have trauma or something like this, I definitely, I don't know if I'd recommend watching it because, you know, people had like triggers, you know?
Yeah. No, for sure. 100%. But we'll talk about that in the Should You Watch It segment. We do have theater experience. I know you guys went together.
Yeah, did you watch it opening night?
Thursday? Yeah. Let me tell you, bro. I was very surprised.
Where'd you go?
But I went to the same theater I go to every day. every single day. Somebody clapped at the end. I don't know if you guys had any clappers. I haven't had a clapper in a while.
We did.
But
we did? Yeah, we had random moments of claps.
Oh, I remember random like cheers, but not.
Yeah. It was like when they started like.
Have you guys been getting more of that? Like people that I had a person the whole movie. He was like, and like making like a bunch of movement. And I'm
had that for what movie was it?
Like right next to me too. And he would like point. He would like do all this shit. And I'm like, bro, what are we doing?
Yeah, relax.
Yeah.
Like, if he's like that at the theater, imagine at home.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro.
I told you.
Yeah,
I hate people like that.
Yeah, I mean, we do that, but we don't like. We're just make jokes.
We don't do that.
No. Like we just talk and make jokes. We're like,
we're making mad jokes.
Yeah. That's all we do. Every time I go with Daniel, we just make jokes. I don't care if it's a horror movie. It turns into a comedy.
I don't know how often like us making jokes at a movie theater makes the experience a little bit better.
Yeah,
like I'll probably up my grade a little bit just because of that.
Because you guys had a good time. I agree. No, I'm right there with y'all, man. But I just want to see because I went on Letterboxd and there's a lot of people on there clapping.
Dude, so we're gonna go watch it downtown.
Yeah.
The theater had two showings, a 6 p.m. and a 10 p.m. That was it all day. I was like, what are we doing? No, so we came to watch it.
We didn't even go because we went to go eat. Hey, keep an eye out. We're going to start a fucking food review.
For real. That place we went to was pretty good yesterday.
Yeah.
But our theater was, it was a smaller one.
Me and Eric.
Huh?
Eh?
It was a smaller one.
Reviews.
Yeah, remember?
Your two views. Your two reviews. Yeah.
Popeyes.
Yeah, Popeyes and Chick-fil-A. So imagine reviewing Popeyes. It's a good time.
Our theater was one of those smaller AMC theaters.
Yeah.
Put a and table here.
It was pretty full, I would say, wasn't it?
Nah.
Mine was a good amount of people.
A little over a quarter. It just looked more because it was a small theater.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Even because we were all spread out, so it just looked more full.
No, mine was the...
There was a lady in front of it, like two rows in front of us. I had her fucking dogs out.
Dude, you guys go to the one right next to your house? The one that doesn't have recliners?
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks. I hate going to that one because that has no recliners, bro.
I was like,
it wasn't bad because it was only like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, like, I'm so used to like just...
Fucking sleeping.
Sleeping.
Do we got the numbers? Or do you guys still talk about the... experience?
I think that was it for our theater experience. That's pretty straightforward.
Well, I guess like I was saying, like there were moments where people would like clap. There was like a small, tiny group.
Well, that's why I thought she would cheer.
It was like,
I thought the popcorn meter was going to be higher just because like people were clapping. Yeah, people were like, I'm like, damn, is it that good? I'm not heard any clapping in a while. That's why I was like taken back. I was like, who's clapping for this movie? But maybe just because like them like coming up and figuring it out, maybe they were like, ah, let's go, you know? But
yeah, no, it was definitely moments where it would like.
That you wanted to clap, you're like, ah, let's go.
Well, I mean, I guess you could clap for it. I don't like clapping.
Yeah, it's like giving energy of when the plane lands. And I'm like, why are we clapping?
Yeah. Like, why? I haven't had that happen to me yet.
Yeah. You go on a little plane or what?
Like 2-3 times a year.
He's like 5-7.
So let's talk about money.
Money.
We and him did this for a while you were gone.
Yeah,
it was just him guessing.
One
time he got it like right on the dot, I think, and then the other time
I looked it up. I was like, why would I?
And then the other time he was off by like 70.
Anyways, guys, if you guys want to guess with us, put in the comments below what you guys think the budget for Blink Twice is.
Okay, well, let me start with this. I'll set the over under at 50.
No, what? I think it's under.
Place your bets now.
Can we hit the house always win?
This episode is sponsored by DraftKings.
Yeah, no.
Not yet.
We should. Do you think we could gamble on movies? Oh, it is? No, I'm just thinking, just look it up.
Yeah, you can make... There's websites where you can make prop bets.
Yeah. I'm going to say 35 million.
35 million? What about you?
That's the over-under of the 50. Like, it was 15 million?
He always does this, and it's going to be 50 million exactly. And he's like, I got you. I'm like, okay. That's not how that works, but... I was going to say 35.
No, that's low as fuck. I feel like that's super low.
Oh, well, how much do you think? Give a guess.
Yeah, that's what we...
I'm trying to think.
He guessed 35.
Like they fucking filmed it in his backyard or what?
I mean, do you think they actually went to an island?
If you're going that low, I'm going to have to give it like 65.
He's a lot closer. It's 20.
Damn. You see, I told you.
20.
Yeah, it did not look expensive. You think they actually went on an island and filmed this?
The cinematography looked good.
Yeah.
No.
But like, it was really just all filmed in one location, if you think about it.
Pretty much. That's why I didn't think it was a lot. Because even like the room where they were at outside of the island, you could have done that in the warehouse.
And it's an Amazon movie, and Amazon's not known for making big blockbuster movies.
Oh, is that what it was?
But yeah, Amazon. It said at the beginning, Amazon, yeah. MGM.
Did they buy out MGM?
I don't know. I think they did because all the Amazon movies now lately say Amazon MGM production.
So they have James Bond and all that now?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, 75 of them. I have to rewatch all of them.
Yeah.
How much did it make? I feel like it made a good amount. I don't know because my theater was like less than half for sure.
Which is weird because sometimes we'll have a full theater and it bombs. Yeah. And then we'll go to a theater that has like 6 people and it fucking does amazing.
So the movie hasn't come out internationally yet?
Is it going to come out internationally?
It doesn't say. I'm assuming it will.
Yeah.
But I don't know. With a small budget like that, they might not risk like going overseas.
Probably not.
But as of this recording, the movie's at 7.1 million across 3,000 theaters.
That's not a lot.
It got the number 4 spot for the weekend.
Really? I thought it was going to do a lot better. I'm not going to lie.
So 7.1 million as of this recording. I'll give you the quick top 4. Number 1 was Deadpool, 17.8. Number 2 was Alien Romulus at 16.
Good movie. I think you should watch it if you ever have a chance. It's a good movie.
Number 3 was It Ends With Us with 11.2 million.
It's also a good movie. I think you should watch it.
Number 4 was Blink Twice, 7.1.
I'm assuming The Crow did really bad this
week. The Crow...
One.
Number 8, it made...
Not even 700,000.
4.1 million.
Oh, okay, that's not bad. There's been movies there was one movie a while ago that made like less than a million, and it was like dead on arrival. It was fucking crazy.
4.1 million for The Crow with a budget of 50?
Dead on arrival. Yeah, you're fucked. Dead on arrival, bro.
I'm glad we did not watch that.
I might go watch it.
Review.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, I do want to do a segment. I already have the... I have an article pulled up about it. It's funny. Biggest box office bombs of the year.
Should we do that with the worst movies? And then for the best movies,
I'm just going to do them. I'd rather do them separately because this is just numbers-wise. Box office bombs.
Yeah, but usually at the worst movies of the year, like, it's not a long video. You can add things to it.
We'll see. I just want to see how the rest of the year plays out. There's some big ones so far.
Yeah, there are some big ones. Should they watch this movie?
I think people should watch this movie at home.
At home.
Like on streaming or something like that? On Amazon when it comes out on Prime?
Yeah. Go rent it at Blockbuster.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Halloween. Showtime. Halloween's coming up. Put it on for a good scary movie.
That's not a scary
thriller. Mystery.
Yeah, something to get the feelers going.
Yeah. This is the movie you put on before the scary movie.
Yeah.
Or after.
Yeah. Or after. Yeah, I would say watch it at home. What does that bring us to?
The sponsor of today's video, baby. Hey, we haven't even talked about it, but go ahead.
Oh, well, you go before you.
No, leave. Okay. So the sponsor of today's video is?
FanDuel.
That's pop, bro. Don't be.
That's us. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, share this video with your friends and family, guys. As always, we are on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So if you guys don't like watching our videos on YouTube, you can always listen to us via audio.
And give us a 5-star review, baby. It really helps a lot. We've been growing a lot on the podcast. I even told these guys we hit 100 downloads for a month for the first time ever. And we're like at 500 downloads for all time. Yeah. Since we started in January. So we've been doing good. Our numbers have been going up. So I'm really happy about that. Hopefully they can keep. YouTube is just a struggle, bro. I've been like trying everything. I'm like, nothing's working, but it is what it is, man. I appreciate the people who do watch. You guys, we do it for y'all. I don't know. How do you guys like the intros that I've been doing?
I like this last one with the It Ends With Us.
Yeah, man.
I liked it.
Did you check out the Alien Romulus one?
I haven't checked it yet.
That's fine. You guys let me know. No, I just, it's good to get some feedback. If you guys get this far, make sure you guys let me know what you guys think about the intro. I've been trying something new.
I feel like I'm not looking Mexican enough.
You should.
You don't think so?
Well, you got the fucking mustache. This idiot got the hat.
Y luego, you got the morenito. Ahí está el morenito con your little tan.
Yeah.
Shirt that's a little too small. No, that's a good
What
shirt.
Does that bring us to?
The spoiler zone.
Little. Runtime.
Pacing, bro.
Pacing. This is what hurt the movie for me. This is why I gave the movie a solid B instead of potentially an A.
Mm-hmm.
The movie was an hour and 40 minutes long, dude. The first 35 to 40 minutes.
The beginning.
Nothing.
Drag.
Absolutely.
There's nothing to the plot. I mean.
There's nothing to the plot. I'm sorry. There just wasn't.
I feel like it could have done a lot more.
That really hurts this movie because of the short runtime. Dude, you're wasting like.
Do you feel like they were setting it? Like, I feel like you could have set it up in a more engaging way. Just because the beginning, just like the whole, like them going, being waitresses and then going and meeting Slater King. I feel like there should have been more there to let us know the like plot twist that they've already met.
They've already been there. They could because we see her lust for him, I guess.
Yeah. Yes.
They could have shown her like follow him, like
stalk or something.
More stalky.
I agree with that. It could have done a great reversal where we think she's stalking him, but he's stalking her.
Yeah.
You know, like that would have been a great reversal of a twist. The only great thing about the beginning that I really liked was La Señora that kept saying, was she saying in Spanish? I forget.
Rojo. No, she was saying it
in Red Bunny. She was like, Red Bunny, Red Bunny.
Red Rabbit.
Oh, Red Rabbit.
Her English was broken.
So yeah. For some reason, I thought she was saying it in Spanish. I don't know why.
But, at first, I didn't understand it until like the second time.
You know what's funny? Because you know how we're always in the.
Yeah. No.
Well,
yeah,
she did it. Because we were like, and then she was like, what?
I'm like, can you put the subtitles?
We first started laughing.
Here they go. Illegal, but that was like I think that was the best setup of like beginning of letting us know what's
think that's what hurt this movie is that just you can't be especially with short runtimes you cannot afford to waste
minutes and I have it right here the beginning drag just because it took a while to get to where we needed to be or like even any of the mystery like the nails like the clues that there's something off and like once Jess is like hey there's something wrong here like I just you can feel it but I will give this. I mean, I don't know if we're still talking about pacing or not.
Well, let me just bring that up real quick before I forget. You know how me and Daniel usually time our movies when we watch them?
Yeah.
We're about 30 minutes in and Daniel's like, this movie's a C at best.
No, I agree. It's a C in my head, I was like, damn. And I hate doing that because I've been doing that a lot more often. I'll be like watching a movie and I'm like, oh, great, great, oh, great, and then great.
No, I do. I've been doing that since the beginning.
But I don't know if that's bad or not.
No, it's not bad.
Because
your grades can fluctuate, dude. You cannot just set your grade and just.
Well, that's what happened with It Ends With Us. I was like, this is an A+. if the ending matters, though. And like in my head, I was like waiting just to, you know, but like,
I think it's okay to do that because
I don't know if I'm ruining the movie experience for me, you know, like
that's just, I think you've just been doing this for such a long time.
Either way, it ruins the experience because we know we're going in there for a review,
but I'm going to watch a movie too. Like I enjoy going to the movies. Like yesterday, I think at this point, I went to watch a movie just to watch it.
But that's different because you're not going to review it. That's your, whatever opinion you have about it.
I still put on Letterboxd. So if you guys want to follow me on Letterboxd, I rank all the movies.
I do too.
I've seen him, but I don't know if he's been on.
I haven't like posted like past movies,
so you're not behind.
Yeah, we talked about that like 30 minutes in. Yeah. I was like, he's like, this movie's to see at best, and I was like, I agree with you. And that kind of sucked because I was like, dude, I could see the potential. Like, I could see what they're trying to go for.
There was so much they could have done in
at the beginning. I agree, and I think that's why I gave it a B because I was really debating. I was like, honestly, I like the concept, the ending. I really love the use of plot. The plot devices. Yes. I really love the venom. I love the perfume. Like all those plot twists, I was like, that's a, because they were showing it at the beginning too, you know? Not they were talking about the snakes. They were talking about like everything, like don't get bitten or stuff like that, you know? And I like those moments because once it hits, you're like, oh shit, it makes sense, you know? Yeah. And I like when movies do that. When did you think the movie changed for y'all? Like you were like, oh shit, this movie's like,
when she went into the like gift room, the room that had all the gifts, and then the
I was gonna say when Jess got bit, but
that's way later.
No, that's, I thought it was at the beginning. I thought that was after the
Jess gets bit like later in the movie.
Oh,
like,
okay. I'm probably thinking of the second time she goes back in. Then
I'm talking about the
first time when she was like, oh well, I'll take a shot of that.
And then she forgets about what happened. She starts remembering. You know, that also, it Daniel took me a while that. To hit.
So she went into that gift room and Daniel's like, watch, it's snake venom. Or they're doing something with the snakes. And then like the little señora like gets out of the way and you see the snake right there.
Yeah.
Who's the real hero? Sarah or la señora?
The señora had to know what was going on for her to offer the venom.
And she's probably done it before because, I mean, even Slater King was like, oh, this last time you put up a fight. So like,
well,
you
know, they go through their phases of like, slightly remembering. I think
la señora did it again. Like I think she's been helping her because she even remembered.
But like, okay, probably. So here's my thing. She's in on it and to a point where she lets all that happen.
You think she does it for like her own fun too? Like, hey, well, let me help her remember, so I think more chaos.
Yeah.
No,
because if she really wanted to help, she would have helped the moment they landed on that freaking island.
No, because you're going up against, like, even the warning said, like, this is about power, you know? Like, we got people in power.
That is her power.
Being a billionaire, you have more power, like, over...
Yeah, but that lady has nothing to lose. Like, you died.
Yeah,
that
lady is literally bringing another lady. Like, she knows that she's the only one helping.
That's crazy. Nah, helping to a point, because, like I said, she... Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what the whole like premise of like what they were like hinting at and everything?
I don't know if they were there were slight hints, but
about
I don't,
what? What do you mean?
Not like obvious, but like that's what I'm saying, a hint.
This was the first thing we talked about as soon as they got there. This is Epstein's Island.
Oh,
we talked about it the entire time. We were like, this, you know, at a certain point with all the money these people have, they're gonna run out of stuff to do because they have so much power,
so much money. Like they have, like nothing
they
did, to worry
they
about.
Have done everything already.
Yeah,
with all the money that they have. So at one point they're gonna get bored. And I was like, do you think this is like the type of shit they did on Epstein's Island? Yeah. Is that like,
100%.
And I was like, they probably started off just partying, you know, like.
Do you think it's based on a true story?
No,
not necessarily on a true story, but just the fact that they, like, it hints at it.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of makes you think like,
this is probably like the type of shit.
I mean, obviously not with the perfume and snakes, but I'm saying like, this is the type of shit that like.
No,
like,
we're not talking about the perfume and like drugging. Yeah, yeah. We're talking about, I guess
the partying. Yeah.
But I mean, we're just talking about the type of shit, the trauma that these fucking girls went through.
Yeah.
It's definitely the type of shit that they did on Epstein's Island.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I'm saying, do you think Zoe Kravitz or anybody who was writing this was like, we need to like, at least show the truth a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Like we gotta.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have thrown that warning.
Because I told the angel like as soon as they went to the island, I was like, oh, this is like Epstein's Island, and like it gets you thinking.
Yeah.
It gets you talking.
This is like a plot twist. That's a lower plot twist in the movie that I don't think a lot of people call it a plot twist, but like I was like, oh shit, you know, that's when I was like, oh, these girls like are really in trouble. When Frida and Sarah, they're like talking to each other and comparing notes, and they realize that none of the girls know each other. Because honestly, the whole time I thought Frida was like by herself, you know, like, oh, she, her and Jess, but like they were just coming along for the ride and everybody else knew each other. But like then the plot twist happened and it's like, oh, none of the girls know each other.
Shit, we don't know. Because she, they were talking to each other. We're like, oh, where did, how did you meet them?
Yeah.
Like, how long have you been here? She's like, oh, he just found me. He just started talking to me.
Yeah, and then we just got invited, and I'm like, damn, like that's when like it hit me. I was like, fuck, these girls are in trouble, you know? And you're like, oh shit, like they know what they've been doing since the beginning.
Yeah.
Do you think those girls have because I don't remember seeing any pictures. Do you think they're like returnees, I guess, as well? Because we only know that Frida has been there already. But do you think the other girls have been there already before?
I mean, at that point, they don't know. I think
it's just Frida. I mean, I think the only important one was Frida. That I think if Sarah's been there before, they would have showed us. Because she's also
I think so, too, because she was...
Yeah. Yeah. They would have showed us.
But I don't think so. I think Frida's the only one that's been there before.
You know what I was waiting for the plot twist to be?
What?
You know how they took their phones away when they landed on the island? I thought when she was going through Slater's like closet thing, I was like, she's going to grab the phone. I told Daniel. I said, she's going to grab the phone and she's going to realize she's been on the island for like a year.
Oh, that's also what I thought would be.
I was like, a year seems like a big of a stretch. At most, a month.
Let's talk about it. The time. How long were they there for? What do you guys think?
Like a week? Yeah, a week.
No, bro. The way they...
Because they showed us day and night cycles. So like, it was about like...
I want to say, if anything, a week and a half type.
Yeah. I want to say more than a month, bro. I really do. Just because the day and night cycles can be like... You don't know how many days when... Like, you go from night to day, you don't know how long that was for them to come down on.
Every time drugs. They did kind of like sort of hinted it when they like even like Sarah, they were like, what day is it?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know. She's like, I don't ever know what day it is.
Imagine being that rich.
And like same with the other guy, that short little guy. What's his name again?
Osmond.
Oh, Tom.
Tom.
Tom,
yeah.
Tom.
Yeah.
Even him, they asked him too, and he's like, I don't know what day it is. Like just randomly. Like
I'm like
just,
that when I'm on vacation, because you just don't worry about it.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you don't. But like, when you're not working, you're not worried about what day it is.
So like I could see it being
and
more
when
than
you're that rich, you definitely don't worry
but
about
it. But that's
what
I thought the twist was gonna be. I thought she was gonna go through her phone and then she was gonna be reported missing or something. Or
yeah, I told this fool, I was like, dude, she's probably gonna like look at her phone, see a whole bunch of text messages, see like a missing person.
Rent? Bro, they were just talking about rent. In my mind, I was like, do these girls not care about their...
I thought about that too.
Yeah, I was like, what is happening right now?
I was like, damn, no one pays rent here.
Bro, I was like, I don't know. I will say one of the most badass names in cinema. I thought Slater King was like a very fitting name for
We talked about it. That's a horrible name.
I think for like the type, like the billionaire archetype, like the, you know, like bigger than life and like doing shit like this, I was like, Slater King like looks like a scumbag.
I was like,
when I think of Slater King,
maybe, but like,
I think of a scumbag. I think of like somebody who's up to no good.
No, I just think of a that's just a douchey name.
Yeah, it's just such
that's what I'm saying.
A terrible name.
No, scummy and douchey are different.
No, yeah. I think that's the type of name that like not even Elon would name their kid, because Elon, you know, named their kid like something
like
weird as fuck.
XYZ.
Yeah,
but
it's pronounced Connor.
It's that type of name. And you know what's funny too is that he didn't even grow up rich. He became a billionaire.
Yeah.
So Slater King is even like I just you know.
He grew up in a trailer park, or so that's where he got the name from.
Do you wish we would have seen his sister?
Whose sister?
He hinted at it a lot. Slater King, where he kept
saying, like, in case that like she remembers everything, and I hate
like that. I hate that my sister remembers everything. Like she's the type of person who remembers every small detail. He brought her up a lot of times because he even like at the beginning he's like, man, I wish my sister was here on the island with me.
Yeah,
like,
that's
she needs
weird,
a vacation.
Huh?
That's what I was saying. Like that's what I was trying to tell Andrew. I was like, what if the assistant was like his sister?
No,
or his or like his mom or something, because
that's why we didn't get a backstory from her, dude.
That's like, what I don't like. That dude, it fucking bothers me that I don't know who the fuck she is.
Like, give me a hint or something, you know?
Yeah.
What do you guys think the worst moment was in this movie?
The beginning.
The
whole beginning. Minutes. The first 30 minutes of the movie.
I was going to go the opposite direction. I hated the final scene.
We were talking about that at the end.
Like the very, very final scene?
The final scene of her.
At the
and
gala?
Like the plot twist of she's now the founder of CEO whatever. Because in my head, I was like, I feel like that just disservices the whole point of she, like... You know, we're not trying to take advantage of people.
And well, she was trying to get her revenge.
Yeah, I know. But I thought this whole movie was like about
being the bigger person.
Being the bigger person, you know, being like,
And instead, she went down to his level.
She went and used the perfume. And I'm like, I get it. I don't. But like, I want to say I get it. But like, I'm like, you're doing exactly what he did to you. And I'm like,
you're no better than him at that point.
And
like,
I do think movies need to have a message and a good message.
her messages.
Sometimes they can have bad messages, but it has to make sense. And the whole journey that she had, I just, why is she keeping the cycle going? Yeah. You know, I thought the whole like, oh, she's been there before, so she's breaking that pattern. I thought we're gonna break another pattern, but she doesn't. In my head, I'm like, it just, for me, thematically, it does not make sense.
Like at that point, like, what's the point of everything?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's why I was like, what are we doing? And I don't know how you guys feel about it now that I said that, but like the whole
I did think about it. We like assuming there'd be a second movie.
Yeah, but at that point, we can talk sequels. If a sequel does get made, I just don't know why you would give. I don't think Slater King is a type of character that needs redemption or deserves redemption. Some characters don't need redemption, and I don't think you should reverse the roles where she's a villain and he's the one trying to get out because he's still a scummy motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You know, like. I don't know.
So we talked about this. If there is a sequel, we could see where they played off as like Slater King has like dementia or Alzheimer's. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, the way he was trying to cut his meat, he couldn't. His hands were shaking.
Yeah, he was like shaking.
Dude, she must have used a lot of perfume on him. Doused him.
Well, she also beat the fuck out of him while they were up there. So yeah. Maybe she like struggled, like hit a nerve or something. Because, you know, he was over there trying to like, and he had no like control of his hands.
Yeah, he had like no motor skill, like fine motor skills.
Like, I don't know. That just seems crummy of Frida to do. That's why I didn't like it.
What happened to Sarah at the end?
She survived.
I know, but like we don't see her at the gala or anything. Yeah.
She dips. She's just fucking, she's like, you know what you're doing? Or she's like, I hope you know what you're doing. And she just walks away.
She probably just lets her. But I think if there is a second movie, it's Sarah coming back and going like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
what are we doing?
What are we doing, bro? I don't think this is the type of movie that deserves a sequel.
Dude, I was really hoping at the end with the gala that it was going to be like some sort of like video of what they did.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, like this is who you guys are fucking like.
That would have been good. That's what I'm saying. Like Frida had so much power to do good, and she didn't. She chose not to. She chose to be complicit.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't like the theme.
Now she can't really technically be a victim because, like...
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Because now you're the one doing it.
Yeah, no, because now she's just a hypocrite.
Yeah, she's like...
Like, I'm sorry, cancel this if you want, but dude, she's being a hypocrite.
No, that's what I'm saying. Thematically, it doesn't work. And that's why I felt so bad for that last scene because, like, she's still a victim, but, like, she's bleeding on to somebody else that bled on her, you know? Like, the cycle is just... It's a bad cycle. That's why I wanted to give that the worst moment.
Do you think... You know what's funny? I think It Ends With Us was still more unnerving and had a lot more trigger moments than this movie.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with that.
Like, if you watch It Ends With Us, I think that movie would make you a lot more uncomfortable than this. As far as, like, the themes go of sexual abuse and
power. Yeah, 100%. I agree. I do want to bring up this fun fact. I don't know if you guys knew what the original title of this movie was. You guys were never going to guess it. And I want to know what you guys are reacting.
I think I saw something about it on Twitter. It was something wild.
Yeah, it is something wild. Do you know?
Like
you
random, like totally random. Okay,
so the original title of this movie was Pussy Island. Yeah. Yeah, that was the working title back in like 2019, 17 or whatever. When
I'm glad they changed it.
Yeah, well, you don't think that's a good...
No, that's just like a...
Might as well call it Epstein Island.
I mean, I get why you call it that because it's very provocative. Because Blink Twice seems like...
Blink Twice gives you the horror.
Yeah, the thriller. Yeah, the thriller.
Pussy Island gives you like a fucking party vibe.
Like freaking Project X.
Yeah, yeah. Like it changes what you think.
The tone. It changes the tone completely.
But it could have been like that. Like the trailers could have just been the one big party and then you go watch the movie, you're like, shit. It's not one big party.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Because Blink Twice, look, as soon as the therapist said it, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes into the movie, I'm like, roll credits. I was like, you know, like there, he said it.
Do you think the therapist was in on it?
Yeah, he was 100. Well,
yeah,
they showed him in the flashback.
Yeah, like, he's like, they're not gonna remember.
They did, yeah.
Like, they're not gonna remember.
That's
any
why
of this.
I put him as my anti-MVP because he's more complicit than anybody. You're a therapist, bro. What are you doing?
Yeah, dude, he was there watching everything happen.
You know who I would say was more complicit than anyone besides above the therapist, the security guard.
Yeah, because he actually knew what was going on.
He knew what was going on.
At no point did he ever drink or do anything.
No,
he was just there.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I see what you mean, I guess. Yeah, I forgot about security guard. No, I was gonna say though, one like the best moment for me was the action. The whole action sequence at the end of them fighting,
it was good.
I liked it. Yeah, enjoyed it. You know what never came back, or maybe it did come back and I didn't see it? At the beginning when they first arrived to the island, they're showing the rooms and he's like, oh, this door takes a little bit for it to open. I thought that shit was gonna come back and she was gonna be like something.
I did too.
And it never came back, right?
No.
Nah.
So why even show
that? I think it was just more showing the awkwardness of them.
Yeah, like me. meeting or whatever. I don't know. I just, for some reason, I kept that in the back of my head. I was like, this is going to come back.
I thought so too, but I never saw it. Yeah.
Like, Sarah, like, using her skills, the gun, the little thing that she put in the plot.
And what was funny was how old everything was, because you know how she's walking into the first, that the room with the other red bags? She fucking, like, tries to be all sneaky, but she opens the door and it's like, the whole, like, and then in the first step, and it's like, and I was like, bro, come on.
Like, what are we doing? You're not being sneaky. This is in your first rodeo. So one of the questions that was brought up, and I saw on Letterboxd, and I thought was a good question to ask. Maybe I'll put it for the intro for this. Your traumatic experience, are you willing to forget it or remember it?
Remember it.
Remember it.
Yeah, bro. I feel like
it's not healthy to forget that kind of stuff and block it, put it away.
And like, even with like repressed memories, like some things that you can't remember, you still know they're there.
Yeah.
Like in the future, like something will always block you.
Yeah.
I think this was a good story to tell about, you should talk about your traumatic experiences.
Yes.
I think it's good to talk to somebody about it. I really do.
100%.
That's where I'm saying the themes of this movie were all over the place.
The potential was there.
The potential was there.
The potential was there, but execution.
I see the potential. Zoe Kravitz, though, I love.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tip my hat to her, you know.
And Channing Tatum, too. I almost gave him the MVP just because I thought he did a great job at being scummy.
I did, too.
Yeah,
you,
I thought.
You think they role play?
No, you know what? I have in my notes the whole main ensemble of Frida, Slater, Sarah, even Jess and like Vic and all that. Like, I thought they did a great job of carrying this movie forward with what they had. So congratulations.
All right, guys. Well, that was our review of Blink Twice starring Channing Tatum. Let us know down below in the comments. Are you going to watch this movie at home? Or are you going to wait for it to come in streaming? Or are you just going to skip out on it completely? We'll see you guys next time.
Adios.
Deuces.